Hey, oh my God. I'm excited.
Hi, my name is Michelle Ross.
I'm Brian Swanson.
We're Denim and Pearls. We're business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the proverbial porch, because today is Friday the 13th and we have a guest. So this is our second broadcast today because we wanted to bring one of our watchers who was commenting on our previous post, our show. And she just had so much to share about superstition and Friday the 13th, we wanted to bring her on.
Yeah, I think this is so cool because I have to give a little bit of an intro to a certain extent here because I've known Miss Raven for a long time, okay? She used to work with Galaxy Fest. She used to do a bunch of stuff for that. But she, once you see her, you'll realize how awesome she is.
Yes, bring her on.
So let's bring her on and let's talk about Friday the 13th.
Hello.
We are live.
People can see you now,
Mistress Raven.
Hello. How's everybody doing today?
How is besides how the wedding candidate for Friday the 13th?
How am I doing?
Yeah. How's your Friday the 13th?
Is that what you want? Oh, it's going good. Just packing up for Salem and getting things prepared for vacation. So, yeah.
Getting for excited. Salem? What are you doing in Salem?
Wait. She's going on vacation to Salem.
Yes, Salem, Massachusetts.
Does that have to do with anything of your beliefs, your understanding?
Oh, not at all. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, actually. Well, to be truthful, I was going to move there about 2 years ago. And then this miracle of a place that I live now popped out of nowhere. So that's what kept me here in Colorado. But I was heading out east 2 years ago. So I already have made like friends and, you know me, networked and everything and all that good stuff. And then I have a friend that works with me and collaborates with me in the art industry by the name of Domina Demonium or Danny Han. And she hit me up and she was like, I'm traveling now. I'm doing New Orleans, LA, this, that. I want to go to Salem. Do you know anybody? And I was like, I know some people. So I hooked up. So we've got two shows, one on the 21st. They'll be joining another production company out there. So that's cool. And then we have our own production the next day. So on the 22nd at the Bit Bar, it is a drag, burlesque, and comedy show. A Halloween spectacular called Booze and Brews.
Cool. I'm up for the booze. For the brews.
So we wanted to bring you on to Denim and Pearls because we were talking about superstition and you had so much to share with us that we couldn't read it fast enough on the show. So we said, what the heck? Raven, come on. Let's just talk about superstition and what's coming up and the whole Hallows Eve and all of that.
Yeah. So what's your thoughts? I mean, today is Friday the 13th. There's a lot of superstition around today, just in general, for people who think that 13 is a bad number and all the monsters are coming out. At least that's what it appears to be. So what's your thoughts on today?
I personally think that superstition was just built for fear of the unknown, you know? And I believe that I don't know. I'm not a really superstitious-y type of person. You probably think that I would be because I, you know, walk on the dark side or whatever the case is, which I don't. I don't believe neither, you know, that's white or black. It's by intent, like I was saying earlier. Everything revolves around intent, positive, negative, you know, all the good stuff. But superstitions, like, you know, there's people that believe that black cats are bad. I mean, I don't know. I can show you a couple that are like this big. Oh, it's like they heard me or whatever.
Oh, they come to visit?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
Black kitty.
Yeah, that black cat looks terrifying.
Well, you've claimed to me that you are a witch. So what do you mean?
Wait, he's missing the perfect line. Are you a good witch or are you a bad witch?
I'm a witch with intent. It depends on how I'm feeling and what is behind what I'm doing. Unfortunately, we got to be realistic and accountable for everything and anything that we do. So whatever you dish out, you shall receive threefold. People don't believe that. Trust me, I know. I know. Trust me, I've had some shit backfire too. Oh, little guy. I said I wanted a black cat for Halloween, and I ended up with somebody abandoning a mother and her six cats. Right?
So you ended up with six of them?
Six black cats?
I don't know if that's
five black cats, one Siamese. One Siamese and one black. I mean, well, five black and one Siamese. I already gave away four of them and all that good stuff. So,
wow.
So, yeah, it's crazy. But black cats are not bad luck. I think people were always afraid of anything that was dark of nature, you know, and so that's why black dogs are deemed bad, you know, like they're the devil's hounds, or people don't like to, you know, black chickens are used in, you know, certain rituals. And it's all about, unfortunately, what I don't want to like make anybody offended or anything, but because of Abrahamic beliefs and so on, that has what happened, that turned everything that's nature into bad, you know?
Well, I do now.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, so you're saying there is no worldly
cosmic
idea that everything that's black is negative. It's more or less our perception of it.
It's the perception of it, absolutely. Because see, there is something that is dark within all of us. Nobody wants to ever talk about our good and our bad. Like within the Chinese tradition, they believe in yin and yang, which is the darkness within the good within the dark. That's why sometimes your villain hero movies, your villain ends up becoming a good guy, or your hero becomes a bad guy. Because we succumb to what we choose and what we manifest. Does that make sense? I don't know. I mean, I could go into detail. I don't want to like you know, take over talking because I'm a very talkative human being.
Well, no,
that's why we brought you on.
Why we brought you is give okay. us something that we don't know.
Teach us.
Well, teach you, huh? That's the worst thing to do is to point your nose at a book when you don't know anything about it, and if it's not already in your veins. I don't believe that people should, you know, all of a sudden it's the season of the witch. And everybody is now doing what everybody told me was wrong for thousands of years, it seems like. You know, but anyways, the truth behind all of this is that if you want my take on it, paganism, which is anything that is anti, like, you know, Jehovah, you know, Allah, anything that is anti-Christian is deemed bad. But in fact, a lot of the Christianity has come from belief systems and traditions from other different beliefs. Like, you know, for example, in Egyptian mythology, Osiris, you know, was the sun god, and Isis, you know, we can go on. There's all kinds of different ways that you can just look up history. I personally feel that whether it's Jesus, whether it's God, whether it's the devil, whether it's Hare Krishna, Buddha, or Kali, whatever you choose to put your energy into and use it for good, then that's good. But if you choose bad, well, then obviously you're going to be bad, you know? And there's something darker out there than, I believe, religion. I think there's something darker out there than superstition. It's like black matter within each one of us. I know it sounds weird, but I learned that from a very good
friend of mine. Oh, it does sound weird because we all have it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of we choose to recognize it or not.
Right. And like you can, for example, there's people that are watching, maybe not now, but maybe later, or if they are anybody tuned in, everybody has that moment in time where they want to do something impulsive that has a consequence. But it's not about good or bad taking over. It's about what you are going to accept as a consequence for whatever you put out there. So it really is about free will in all aspects. You know what I'm saying?
So you're telling me that Friday the 13th is a perception and all a crock of crap.
I believe that. Yeah, absolutely. Along with walking under ladders, along with, you know, stepping in a puddle of water on a rainy day, on a Sunday, you know, there's like different like things, you know, that people have superstitions, you know, There was something I was telling y'all earlier. I learned it from just watching, of course, like everybody watches TV or movies and memes and stuff. But there's something in the Latin beliefs where, like, my grandma would say, you know, sana, sana, culita de rana. That was always something she said, which is basically you'll be healthy, but it was using the word, you know, froggy butt. Anyways, and then I was reading about it, and it's actually from the Celtic grandmothers from Ireland that believe that, you know, because frogs had a regenerative, you know, property to them. You know, you cut off their leg or their tail, they grow back, you know, they have that regrowth and regeneration. They would, you know, dry and utilize them in potions and, you know, trinkets and carry around frog legs and this, that, the other. So, I mean, there's like, in all religions and all areas of the world, I think everybody's trying to achieve the same thing, is harmony, peace, and stay away from bad shit. You know what I mean? Excuse my French.
Sometimes you have to use words that explain what you're talking about.
If you allowed me to do that, we'd probably get cut off the air. No. But so, Raven, I don't know.
I know you have an Instagram profile. How can people find you on Instagram? Because you're really not on Facebook and things like that. You're on Instagram, YouTube. How can they find you?
No, I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on all that stuff. But on Instagram, it's just Raven Legion, like the bird, like the demon, you know.
Oh, the Legion of Demons. Yes.
Or they say, actually, there's actually a story behind that. It's funny. For the longest time, I'm not the one that came up with that name. So my best friend, Femme Fatale, or Tiffany McDonald, she's the owner of the Wraith Society, which is our paranormal group. We go and do ghost huntings and all that kind of cool stuff. You guys didn't know that, but I'm a spirit guide. Well, that's cool. The FPPIC, which was the Paranormal Phenomenon Investigators of Colorado. And we've won back in 07, like best amateur by the ghost hunters, like best amateur paranormal group back in 07 when I first started. And to make a long story short, they have went their way and I'm with the Wraith Society. And we've helped with like missing persons cases. We do cleansing in houses. I do seances. I do readings and stuff like that. So there's a lot more to me than just my designs and my makeup and all that other kind of stuff. I've worked with, you know, Missing Persons of America and really beautiful things like that. And have we helped per se? Has it been found? Unfortunately, no, not at this time. The only one that was found was a location of a body on one person. But that's unfortunate. That was the only thing we could do. Yeah. So
do you have that art of intuition?
The gift.
Well, the gift. Not for me. That's for damn sure. I'm still like, but I found out that most of yours that are gifted should not like basically gain off of their gift. So a lot of people that are like out there, they're like, oh, you know, I charge $75 an hour or this. No. It's supposed to be free, to be truthful. And if people give you gratuity, I mean, that's how I choose. I have a lot of witchy bitches and a lot of people that hate me because I do not believe that you have to charge for something that you got from your grandma. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you gotta like, I don't know. I got mine from my grandma. I know that for a fact. But to make a long story short, I don't believe that you should charge for that kind of stuff. So if anybody does charge you, I mean, that's their choice. It's their energy that they choose to, of course, you know, monetize on. But if you want to talk about stuff with me, I believe that I am intuitive in some manners. I just can't I cannot save my life for the life of me.
Well, we're on cable. We're fine.
We're not cable. Well, and that was the other reason I wanted them to find you on TikTok or Instagram, because I've seen you do readings on one of those platforms and you have the cards.
I do them all over. Okay. So it would be Raven LeRae Readings and Phenomena on Facebook. So if you did the / phenomenology, I can't say the word. It's phenomenological Raven. It's too fast.
Exactly. People can find you though, because
they're
very curious about it, but are afraid to even look in that direction. But we wanted to, of course, they are,
because of what they've been taught.
What they've been taught and what they've been said, you know, avoid that stuff. And my philosophy on this is people are afraid of things that are dark because In the dark, you can't see. And when you can't see, it's unknown. Unknown is scary, and therefore black is scary and bad.
Right.
It's chain of reaction, basically.
Yeah, there's actually.
Oh, yeah. That goes back to all different times in the world. Everything that was dark of nature was deemed wrong. You know, it's so sad the way that the world, you know, runs and stuff. But I'm pretty sure with how the news is portraying the world, you could see that there's a lot of darkness that comes out of beliefs too, like what's happening across the oceans right now. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, the other thing is I'm looking at the fact that if somebody just joins in on the show right now, they see you, they're going to think dark and they're going to think mysterious and they're going to think whatever. But
they can't.
What you're really telling me is the appearance is almost an opposite of your true personality.
Well, my true personality, I mean, how can I explain it? I think most of us that either delve into the spiritual arts or are just into a different aesthetic, you know, it's how we also somewhat protect ourselves. You know, I know that sounds weird, but if I look super scary to some people, not everybody's going to want to mess with me. That's what I used to always think. You know, as I'm getting older now, that aesthetic and that look has kind of stuck with me. And I mean, I can't explain it, but yeah, I know what you mean. People always judge a book by its cover, and that's unfortunate. That's why sometimes people, can't explain it. Don't get to experience all the fruits of life. And this little minute time that they're maybe given 40 to 100 years out of a billion, 3 billion years that we've been here, they want to get pissed off and be weird and judge other people. Okay.
Well, and when I first met you, remember, Raven, I mean, people, if you put you and I together, you would think there is nothing that these two women have in common. And when we met, we pretty much had everything in common.
I told you that you had a light within you that you see and that you do speak to spirits on your own terms. And I mean, of course, that's something you might not want to throw out there with what you're doing in your career. You know what I'm saying? But you are gifted as well, you know, and people are afraid of those whom are gifted. That's why they killed Jesus. I'm going to throw that right out there. I got no problem with JC just because I'm not a Christian. I doesn't mean that I don't believe that he walked the face of the earth and that they took an amazing person that was probably closer to a pagan and a witch than anybody and killed him because he was doing miracles for people that were considered ingrates, you know, like helping, you know, what they say, the words, sorry for the words, but like prostitutes, whores, or the poor, or the people that were, like, you remember he went to the church and even threw the table and was like, you can't meddle in the church, you can't sell shit. Anyways, we're not going to start. Poor guy.
but yes, he was healing and touching and being among the dirty people, and he got attacked for it.
Yeah. Yep. For his philanthropy, basically. And I mean, and that's been the same thing that's happened throughout history. Martin Luther King, he was a philanthropist. I'm not saying that he was God, but, you know, he was very much so like a prophet in my mind in some senses, and they took him out. Same with Kennedy. Same with everybody that had something of peace and love and light. They extinguished that. That is the evil within the world. That is the darkness that people are actually afraid of. They don't want to look at everything else. They want to put their blame on some little horn guy in the corner that he's making them do bad, when in fact, you have your own will to make choices, good or bad. Simple.
Wise. I am totally enlightened today.
You were so wise. Yeah.
I'm not wishing that I was wise to be a millionaire.
Well, Raven, that's why when we met, we had the most amazing conversation. We almost would never stop. We just kept talking because it just went from topic to topic. Yeah, it's don't fear the dark side, okay?
Don't fear the Reaper.
Don't fear the Reaper.
Right, at all. Don't fear the Reaper, because that's a lot of things too. A lot of people are afraid of death, and I have died twice. You know what I'm saying? And it's been documented. I have people that I can tag, and, you know, they'll tell the stories. I've actually experienced death, and it's not as bad as people expect. But when it's not your time, it's not your time. And you'll know that. But it is peaceful. I felt the most, I mean, I didn't explain it. It was like a wide abyss. There was no pain. There was no sorrow. There was no negativity. It was
It was beautiful.
Everybody's going to be okay. People don't understand it's here that we're getting tested. It's here, you know? Sorry, I get emotional about that weirdness.
Yes, we know. And it's beautiful. I mean, I like, that's one of the things we bonded on. We both have died. We've seen the other side, and it's wow, wow. But it's like, but we have a purpose on this earth now. So we have to live. We have to live and fulfill our time on this planet. And then next time we get to find the next thing.
I don't know what exactly my purpose is. It might be to just take care of my boys, you know, but in all the truth of the matter is I feel that, yeah. I don't know. There's something that I see in people, those especially that doubt themselves, those that feel unworthy, those that do not feel beautiful. I know what it's like to feel that. I never want anybody to experience that. So, you know, that's why I push what I do with art, and I bring anybody and everybody, and I try to stay as, you know, I don't know. And I do stay exclusive.
That's what you bring to the planet.
I do want to stay exclusive with people I work with. Hmm?
Your purpose is because you are a light in the darkness. You are what normal society would look at you. I don't even think you have anything that isn't black. Do you own any clothing that's black? You know, and the thing is people look at you and do, oh my gosh. But when they talk to you, like when I talked to you, it was like, what a beautiful human, what a life, what a soul, you experience so much in your life, but you still get up every day and you still give back. That's your gift. Your gift is to show that there is a reason for the pain. You've come through so much. And now, right now, you're going through a lot. You are going through a lot. And I know you're going through a lot. But you still get up. You still give. You still share. You still say, this looks like this, but it's really, look inside. There's a seed in there. There's possibility for growth. That's your gift, to show that there is light through that darkness. Yeah, we thank you for that.
I appreciate you seeing that. I mean, because I do have people that do not see any positivity in me at all, because they didn't either get their way with whatever their agenda was to utilize me for whatever their needs were. Connectivity, you know how that is. You know how that is. And sometimes we just have to push forward through with the madness, you know? I believe that, you know, obviously none of us are getting off of this rock alive. So while we're here, we have to make it matter. Some people just, I cannot believe the people that just throw and float through life, literally doing shit, nothing. It's like how? And I know sometimes I will veg out and I will sit around for days, it feels like, and I seem like I do nothing and I don't do stuff or whatever. But then you can look at my art and see years upon years of what I have created. You know what I mean? So I need to have downtime in order to refocus, calibrate, and create. I think everybody that is special has to do that. All human. All humans are special. All of us are. Even though they're dark and dismal, they're here for something. Why? I don't know. To know that we're not supposed to be like that.
And what you said earlier about people who take advantage of you or don't see the light and refuse to see any goodness in you, that's not a reflection on you. That's a reflection on them. And we have to keep that in perspective, especially right now. Like during the Halloween time where people are like, everything is going bad. No, it's your perception. Shift it. Just like you've been shifting your perception. And you have to purge the people who don't support you and just keep moving forward.
I agree with you, but also on one thing I don't is, for example, like you said, some people say that they're having like a bad time because it's this time of year or something like that. No, those people have probably really hurt other people in the past, and they're just getting their just desserts. Karma is a major, mortal combat fatality sometimes, okay? Like, and people need to accept what they have dished out. Like, I understand the reason why certain things happen in my life, because you think I'm perfect. You think I've ever been perfectly righteous my whole life? And I know that for a fact because of what I've experienced. But now who I am now, I can say, I know I wasn't a good person before. Or I know I've done this before, or I have experiences or done that. But change and action is what matters, even in the supernatural spiritual world. Because you can die as an evil human and whatever. And if you go to your next plane, your next realm, your next level, and whatever God is there for you allows another chance that's on whatever beings are out there, you know, because I don't obviously know everything. So it could be some green guys that we actually think is God, you know what I'm saying? And they're just floating around in the Black Knight satellite.
Yes. Exactly. Well, as we were talking about in the Denim and Pearls podcast earlier, superstition, Brian and I were talking about spiders and bugs. And I said, don't squish them because every good deed will fold in on itself. It'll come back. Every bad deed will fold in on itself and come back. So be careful what you do. And that's why I always say, be the best version of you.
Very true. And like, of course, I like spiders and scorpions myself. So I have like tattoos of spiders and scorpions.
Our ratings. Thank you for that.
It wasn't that much. Trust me. I'm too old. Anyway, they're like 40,000-year-old boobies. But anyway, so, but like with animals or, you know, like we're talking about squishing spiders, I know like there is a belief in China that like if it comes into your home at night, it's an intruder kind of situation. And then you want to do either, you know, take it out or put it down a drain or something like that. But if it's in your home during the day, it's good luck. So live and put it outside. I was like, of course, I am not of that nationality. So I don't know the truth behind the matter. I've just heard it from here and there and stuff. You know, I haven't done research, but just little things like that. I know like some of the Scottish folks, you know, they believe that if you want it to, you know, live a long life, you allow every living creature to live because you have no right to extinguish any life. Does that make sense?
Yes. On my retreat that I was just at in Tulum, Mexico, we had two Peruvian, priestess. And they said, do no harm. I mean, even the mosquito landed on her arm and she watched it. We was like, aren't you going to squish it or shoo it away? She's, no, because that one drop of blood may be what, you know, sustains it and everything else around it. So, no, I'm not going to squish it. Go ahead. When you're full, go. And she spoke to the mosquito, let it bite her because she wouldn't hurt it. Yeah.
Now I'm weirded out because that was a...
Yeah.
There's other ways you can do it. You can grit yourself, you know, wet it.
What was that?
No, what she was saying about what she did, she talked to it and stuff. I was like, you could also spray it, then not squish it or blow it off. I wouldn't let it eat me. I'm sorry, Peruvian lady. You cray cray. Honey, it's just been 3 days. You missed your hungry.
She was really, wow. She was really cool.
That's awesome. More power to her, man. Maybe that's the key in life. You're not supposed to kill skeeters.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, it is the
How do we sum all of this up for our Friday the 13th special? Well, because this took a turn that I wasn't expecting, but I love the turn that it took.
She's so introspective. You should have expected
it. I know she's introspective. What?
No, like it just what did you want to end this with? Like what were your thoughts?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This started off as a Friday the 13th and all this really cool stuff that you were going to bring into it, but it took a very positive turn for a more intellectual conversation. Mm-hmm. So how do we sum up Friday the 13th and the superstitions that's behind it and the introspection of it's all in your perception?
She summed it up. Well, the first thing she said was, it's all in your perception and how your intent lies.
Okay, well, I'm leaving then.
No, well, to sum it up, a lot of people don't want to accept that we are literally the weavers of our own destiny. And at times, there's going to be tests, there's going to be obstacles, there's going to be illnesses, there's going to be all this shit to remind you that you are one, not invincible. Two, there's more shit to do. Three, do it. Simple. And people don't run with that. So the last thing I would like to say is about intent and thought is, again, if you feel that this is a scary day, stay your ass home. Don't go out and introduce yourself to people. Don't get on a car ride. Don't pass by your neighbor. Leave the cats outside if you're superstitious. But other than that, you are allowing yourself to succumb to fear. You're letting your soul taste fear. Don't allow superstition to destroy your life. That's what I feel. Friday the 13th, there's many different reasons behind different beliefs. And it was a good luck sign. It's a bad luck sign. It was one king that said it was bad. One king said it, whoever knows, whatever. Again, it all is about what we've been told to believe, what we've been given as stories from times upon times upon times. It's all about what you feel.
Wow.
Mic drop, Mistress Raven.
Wow.
There's nothing to say. Mic drop.
Yeah. Mic drop. There really is.
Yeah. Thank
you. I need to do a TED talk. So maybe we should do a TED talk sometime.
Well, you're supposed to come to my speaker boot camp. We're supposed to be working on that.
I know we've got to. I've got so many stuff going on with my mama's health and my kiddo and me going out of town and all that kind of stuff. Once all that settles down, she did start treatment. And the first immuno treatment pretty much killed the first big tumor on her back. So awesome.
Yes, I saw you post on Facebook. Good news. And I saw the text. Yeah, very good news. Yes.
Do you have any viewers out there right now, or is nobody watching?
Oh, no, they're viewing.
Yeah, there's a few out there.
Yeah, they're just not saying anything.
Yeah.
They're probably like, who's this crazy lady?
Not at all. Not at all.
So, all right. Well. But,
Raven, thank you so much for joining us and being so wise and sharing your what you know and what you've learned in this lifetime so far. And we'd love to hear more about what you experienced when you go to Salem, because that'll be really cool. Are you going to be there for Halloween? Is your show on Halloween?
No, it's on the 22nd. I will be back in Colorado on the 27th, and I will be at the Paranormal Palace with Kevin Larson Presents, doing readings and tarot there.
Where's that again? Say it again.
It's in Denver. It's at the, I think the Courtyard Marriott possibly. I don't remember exactly, but it's going to be really cool. It's the Paranormal Palace. They have it every year. Kevin Larson Presents is like one of the biggest promoters and producers in Colorado in the Front Range. So his parties have up to like anywhere from 500 to like 2,000 people that come through. So it's really big. So I'm excited about it.
Oh, we'll definitely put the links in the chat when we get off the live and put how they can reach you on different platforms. Yep. But definitely put that in so that they can find you in Denver. But if you're in Salem and if our watchers are in Salem, go find Raven Ryder.
Yeah. We'll I'm also going to have to because we're here at the end. I'm going to also plug, too, the 29th, which is a Sunday afternoon. We're doing the mini con.
Oh, here in
Colorado. I know, I saw that. I'll be working that day.
Yeah, but with Robert Mukes coming in from House of a Thousand Corpses in the New Crow. Nice. So that'll be Sunday. Look, you know, look amongst my Facebook page and all that kind of stuff. Yep. You can find it.
It'll be at the Buzzco Bistro in Colorado Springs.
Yep.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Raven. We enjoyed much having you with us today. And I appreciate those of you having me. And those of you who are watching the replay, follow Raven. We'll put her her contact links in the chat, and then you can maybe go up and see her in Denver if you're in the Colorado area, or you know, go find her in Salem because she'll be there for a couple of days. Anything else?
I'll be walking in cemeteries and on the beach, okay? Yes, Raven Legion 2.0, or just Raven Legion on all platforms.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, we're going to call it a day. I'm Brian Swanson.
I'm Michelle Maras. We're Denim and Pearls. And I'm
With Pearls of Wisdom
and Raven Legion from the porch.
Give us it. Peace.
Bye.